This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And Celeste, I'm sure it was not a surprise to you that our listeners had lots to say while you were gone. Not about you, of course.
Not a surprise.
But yes, they weighed in very, very heavily on a couple of issues. We want to share them with you. At 8778-MY-TAKE, they completely disagree with that Supreme Court decision on campaign finance spending for companies, unions, and nonprofits.
This is Sarah from Florence, South Carolina. Plessy versus Ferguson, Pennsylvania Coal, Dred Scott, and now this case. All of them dreadful, unconstitutional decisions that were decided based on the politics of the majority of the court.
You know, our listeners always have strong opinions, but that's one of the stronger ones.
Well, she wasn't alone. We've been so overwhelmed by people's responses from around the nation. What's interesting is that so many people are also asking follow-up, rhetorical questions. You know, if a corporation is a person, then what if kinds of things.
This is Drew from Oklahoma City. If corporations are people, does that mean we get to arrest them when they bribe, murder, and commit other crimes?
If corporations have a right to contribute all the money they want to campaigns, then they should be held to citizenship regulations just like the rest of us, and they should have to declare a nation of citizenship and pay taxes to that nation.
My name is Marcia Davis, and I'm from Florence, South Carolina. If the Supreme Court has decided that these corporations can do this, what else can the Supreme Court decide that they can do? I mean, what can these corporations sue ordinary people for that they can have a voice in?
Of course, they're referring there to the principle that was broadened by the court that money equals speech.
Exactly.
And that corporations as people, so-called, have
citizens,
certain rights, including freedom of speech.
But I think what you're seeing reflected there is the same kind of animosity that we see towards banks right now, which may be a result of the economy right now. That's my idea, anyway.
Freedom of bonuses. That's another constitutional.
That's right. I also hear a lot of our listeners thought of this decision in terms of something else that's controversial, and that would be activist judges.
I don't ever want to hear another conservative telling me that there shouldn't be activists on the court because they just got everything they wanted with this activist court.
That's Betty in South Carolina. Meanwhile, James from Red Bank, New Jersey, emailed us at mytakeofthetakeaway.org. He said, how can the Supreme Court equate rights of individuals to that of a structure established solely for business? There was little question before, but now there is clear confirmation we have an activist court. The justices are not calling balls and strikes, a la Justice Roberts' confirmation statement, but making radical changes in the democratic process.
And it's been a change over a long period of time. You know, in the original Constitution, corporations were set up by state charter. They had no rights at all. We've come a long way. Some of our listeners see the decision as a lemon, and others are making lemonade here.
It would be great if we simply sold all the elected positions to the highest bidder, dispersed the money to the needy.
I think that this decision was disgusting. But I think it poses an opportunity. All we have to do is tax the heck out of all the money that's going to go into political advertising, 50% tax maybe, and then, you know, we'll have some extra money to do something with it.
They always have something interesting to say.
Market-based solution.
That's right. If you have your own reaction to the decision or anything else you hear, let us know at 8778-MY-TAKE, or you can post to our website, thetakeaway.org. All this week, in preparation for President Obama's first State of the Union address, we're asking you to tell us, what is the state of the union? How do you see the country right now? Describe it for us in a minute or less, six words or less, at 8778-MY-TAKE, or at mytakeatthetakeaway.org.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.